W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now threatening the European Union with a 50% tax on all imports and a 25% tariff on Apple products. The EU taxes because the president's not been able to reach a deal with European officials on trade, and the Apple taxes because he says he wants iPhones only made in this country. U.S. futures and global markets all sinking following the social media posts. President Trump headlining a big gala last night for investors in his cryptocurrency.
The guest list shrouded in secrecy. Among those spotted arriving at the event, retired NBA player Lamar Odom and Chinese billionaire and cryptocurrency mogul Justin Sun, who previously avoided entering the U.S. and was under investigation by the SEC and DOJ for securities fraud. After President Trump took office, the SEC probe was dropped, and he now claims to be the largest holder of the Trump coin.
ABC's Rachel Scott, first-degree murder charges filed against the man accused in the shooting of a couple outside the Capitol Jewish Museum this week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The deadline is May 30th. If Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and C. Rice can't come to an agreement on where to move the coal piles currently sitting on prime real estate in the downtown area, that whole project could lose a $15 million state grant. To that end, representatives from the city, the county, and C. Rice met recently to discuss two new proposals being put forward by the county. Details of the proposals haven't been released. Studies conducted on the area show that the land where the coal piles currently sit could support $150 million in new development for the area. Brown County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Buckley said he's optimistic that something can be done by the deadline.
Wisconsin has seen a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota saw increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000, a 27% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. The Menominee Indian School District in Keshena receives a $700,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction for a charter school that focuses on immersing students in the Menominee language. The DPI announced nearly $10 million in federal subgrants to Wisconsin schools this week to support planning, opening, and the expansion of charter schools. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I would love to shower at a truck stop. Love to eat at a truck stop. Watch TV at a truck stop. I'm fine with that, Park.
I think there's not good stuff that happens at truck stops. I don't know, John.
I would be on my best behavior.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. You write me.
Write you a postcard.
Do you have a stamp?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cussin, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Friday of a long weekend.
Jane, it's Friday?
It is Friday.
Doesn't that feel like we're like going to, I don't know, give something away? Or
it does.
I mean, like I feel like the need to just give our listeners something like, I don't know, a 4-pack of tickets to a baseball game.
Doesn't that sound nice?
It sounds so wonderful.
Sounds like kind of a free ticket Friday kind of thing.
I like that. Let's brand that. TM, trademark, Jane and Greg. No one else can have that.
Coming up in just a little bit, we will give you the word of the show. The word of the show.
It's not bird. It's not, the word isn't the bird.
No, it is, that's Luann Bird.
That's Luann Bird.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we will have a word for you. I'll give it to you in a little bit. It's called a tease. You're going to have to wait. It's coming up in a little bit. And when we tell you said word, you want to text it in using the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. You will have until the end of the show, until 11 o'clock, to text in that word. And that gets you in the running for a 4-pack of tickets to see our Milwaukee Brewers on Tuesday, May 27th, when they take on Boston.
That's going to be a good game.
It is going to be a really good game. And these are really good seats. These are club-level seats. So stick around. We have the word of the show coming up for you in just a little bit. And that's also going to give you time if you do not yet have the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app because that's the way you enter the contest. You have to text it in using the Civic Media app.
Absolutely. You can also send us a voice note, too, because that's a new fun feature.
It is a new fun feature. Mm-hmm. If, say, you're driving and you would like to take part in the show and you can't because you're on the road or whatever, when you get a chance to pull over, you can call via the app.
Yes, you can text via the app.
But you can call and leave a voice note.
You go, press a button. You record it like you would on your phone for a text message as well, and you just send it to us. We get it. We'll listen to it, of course. We want to make sure, A, it's in context, and B, it's FCC compliant.
Yeah, that's important.
But then, if it works, we'll play it on the air. And also, really quick, if you'd like, and this would be nice, identify yourself. Give us your first name, where you're listening, and the station you're listening to.
Love to know that.
We'd love to know that stuff. So, yeah, get the free Civic Media app. It's absolutely free.
And it's pretty fabulous, too. All right, we have a whole bunch of things coming up on the show today. Next hour, we will lighten things up as we always do around 10:20. We're going to talk to the Madison Mallards. I'm very excited.
Maybe in light of, Jane, of the Brewers just being a third place under 500 team, I'll just glom on to Northwoods baseball.
I think that's the right way to go.
The Mallards, well, it goes independent baseball, like the Milkmen. Go to a Kenosha Kingfish game.
Yep.
Honestly, I love the Brewers. I love going to Brewers games, but there's something about small league baseball that's just fun. It's inexpensive.
They don't take themselves too seriously.
Oh, gosh, no. No.
I mean, which is one of the things I think that's best about. They come up with the best promotions yes. on the planet. They really yep. do.
Yes, I absolutely agree. So we're excited to have Kyle back on the show to talk about the Medicine Mallards and everything going on this season. And I'm sure it's going to include some very unique theme nights. And that's going
to
be fun.
They tend to do that.
Yeah.
Tyler Moss will be here from Milwaukee Record after the 10:30 news to talk about things going on around Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. You're looking for something to do this long holiday weekend. And, of course, Monday is Memorial Day. That Correct. Is the reason why we have a long weekend. It is to remember those who have given their lives in service of this country. Yeah. And I did see someone text in, I want to say it was to Todd's show yesterday, who said if we would really like to do something, contact a veteran that you know and offer to mow their lawn.
Yeah.
Or do something for them or yeah. take them somewhere mm-hmm. or grocery shopping or go grocery shopping for them or something like that.
Yeah. Something someone said a while ago on social media when it was doing good for us all was, you know, while it is our natural instinct to say happy Memorial Day, it really, I mean, we want people to be happy, but and it's not a celebration. It's a day of remembrance and observance
yes.
of a solemn sacrifice that these individuals made. Sacrifices. This isn't a Veterans Day. This is for those we've lost in defense of our country, for the freedoms we enjoy every single day. And I would say sometimes take for granted. So just in between shopping for a mattress and eating that sausage,
yep.
take a moment to remember those who we've lost. And
why we have this day.
And if that includes someone that you know, like family you know, call them and tell them you're thinking of them and just make them know that their sacrifice wasn't in vain.
And we remember.
Yeah, exactly.
We remember. All right. This kind of broke as we were coming on the air this morning, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I didn't think it was important to mention President Trump this morning proposed a 50% tariff on all goods from the European Union, saying that trade negotiations with the EU are going nowhere, so he wants those 50% tariffs to kick in on June 1st. That's quick. And then in a separate social media post, the president threatened Apple with a minimum 25% tariff if Apple doesn't start making iPhones here in the U.S. Stock market reacted really well to this. Everything is down.
Yeah.
The Dow is down. The S&P is down. The NASDAQ is down. We'll see what happens with this. I don't know. He could back off on this in an hour.
I mean, all you have to say is, yes, sir. And he'd be like, oh, I love everything again. And I think you made the comment before we got on the show that if Apple somehow brought manufacturing to this country and made iPhones in the United States of America, you said they'd be what, 10?
I've seen everything from $5,000 to $30,000
yeah.
per phone. But I'm sure that's going to happen right away.
Also, you know, the Republican Party just loves telling business how to operate. That's their MO, you know, stepping on the business freedom.
Yeah, that's kind of a reversal, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's kind of interesting.
Even liberals are like, hey, dude, that's Whoa. Kind of our stage, and that's a little much.
Well, again, we'll see how long this lasts if the market continues to react, and the bond market hasn't been doing very well. So we'll see how long this stays in place.
Yeah.
Could be over by even before the end of the show. Never know. We did want to talk about the big blob of a bill that passed the House.
Mm. Barely.
Uncle Rojo.
Does he have concerns?
Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senior senator, weighing in on this bill that now goes to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
It was passed in the House, but that doesn't mean it's a done deal. Senator Ron Johnson yesterday criticizing the House GOP bill, saying they set the bar way too low in order to generate savings. Quote, they just kept talking about $1.5 trillion. They set the bar way too low. The goal of the House effort has been to pass one big, beautiful bill. It's rhetoric. It's false advertising. The goal should have been to reduce average annual deficits, so we have to focus on spending. He was asked about the couple holdouts in the House.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Massie is like the number one guy who's yeah. been holding out on this. He said, in the House, President Trump can threaten a primary, and those guys want to keep their seats. I understand the pressure, says Ron Johnson. Can't pressure me that way. Okay.
This is sort of confusing. Like he's upset that we're not cutting enough.
Yes.
We're not cutting enough from the government to get these savings for the like. I'm not being funny here. I truly don't understand. He says this, and then we have a clip of what he said to this reporter, which sounds like a different Ron Johnson than who's concerned about too much cutting. Cal, can you play that clip, please?
I'm concerned about my children, my grandchildren, and the fact that we are stealing from them. We are stealing from our children and grandchildren. $37 trillion in debt, and we're going to add to it as Republicans? That is unacceptable. And that's why there's no way I'm going to vote for this bill in its current form.
All right.
Well, first of all, Ron, I appreciate the concern for people who aren't you. But your children and grandchildren will never have to worry about
anything.
Anything. Your great-grandchildren, generations of Johnsons will have to worry about nothing. I do want to read what Thomas Massie said about the Big Beautiful Deal, because not only was it very good, but it was also just poetic. Mr. Speaker, we are not rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic tonight. We are putting coal in the boiler and setting course for the iceberg. Wow.
Wow.
But do you see what I'm saying, though, Jane? Like, what he says here is we set the bar too low.
Because we're not cutting enough.
But then this interview he says on the clip we just heard, he's saying that we're stealing from our kid. I don't understand how that connects.
Well, it's the whole thing is that we're saddling our children and grandchildren with this deficit. That's how I follow this.
So does he think that even in the current form of, and I'm being serious when I ask this because he's such a character that, he says lots of things in lots of places.
He says many things.
So he thinks that the current version of it that they passed through the House is going to saddle his grandchildren and children with too much debt? Or is it that the current bill that's coming to the Senate will saddle?
Well, and again, they're talking about raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah, it's not making sense to me, honestly, because I don't know where he's coming from. Like, all of a sudden he's concerned about people, but he wants to cut more.
He's concerned about the deficit. He's not concerned about people who will be suffering under these cuts. That's not what he's worried about.
Oh, he's worried about deficits.
No. He's worried about the deficit.
What does he care about the deficit?
They've been using that for decades.
Yeah, I know.
And everyone seems to forget, maybe I'm the only one who remembers this, when Dick Cheney said, deficits don't matter. Google it.
Yeah.
Google it.
I guess that at the end of the day, that's the thing that like always confounds me the most, Jane, is when Ron Johnson purports to care about anything. I'm like, wait,
you do?
You do? About what and how? And that when you listen to that clip, you think, oh, is he really caring? And then you couple it with this. You're like, oh, he doesn't care at all.
No, it's about saddling our children and grandchildren with the deficit. Notice that they're not concerned about, I don't know, leaving a poisoned atmosphere or poisoned water or any of that stuff. Not worried about that with his grandkids.
Well, also,
that's all going to be fine.
The version they'd pass now, not the version apparently he wants, which will give him more tax cuts, tax breaks. Either version, whether it's his version or what goes through the House, is going to explode our deficit. And economists of all sorts have said this. That's just the truth. So if he's really worried about deficits.
I don't know if you really want to try savings, maybe get rid of the pass-through that you held out for last time that benefited you and your corporation and all your other rich buddies. Maybe get rid of that write-off for private planes that he also was a big proponent of. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, and I know these are just little cuts because not a lot of us have that write-off for our private planes. So there would only be a few people that would affect, but, you know, you take savings where you get them.
Yeah, also, let's also just, you know, tax the rich. Tax corporations. Let's just do that.
That would
pay for so much stuff. So much.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Gene. We got about a minute. Thanks for joining us.
Great job. As usual, every day is a great day with you guys. So I just want to say, remember, he brought up his kids first. His wealth is going to his kids. He's concerned about a future deficit that maybe his kids might be taxed for. Remember the comments that he made about other people's children that they shouldn't care about? And remember that? It was really callous when people brought up children in the past. But remember, he said his children first. And he don't want to pay any taxes. The guy's never, ever supported any policies that help kids or parents or the state of Wisconsin. So thank you very much, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot, Gene. Gene. I really appreciate it, Gene. We are right up against the break. When we return, the word of the show is on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. We believe your stories matter, because here at WGBW, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 97.9 WGBW, connected to you and your community.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide is on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text or leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, it is time, Greg Bach, for the big, beautiful word of the show.
Can't wait.
Grab your phone.
Yeah.
Open up the Civic Media app and text in the word right now. The word is BASE, B-A-S-E. Text in the word BASE using the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a four-pack of club-level seats to see the Brewers host Boston on May 27th. That's coming up next week.
Mm-hmm. And those seats are good.
Yeah, these are good seats. So yes. Text in the word BASE right now, B-A-S-E, and you are in the running for that four-pack of tickets to see the crew host Boston on May 27th in our statewide text to win contest. Coming up between 11 and 2, Tom Hartman will have a different word for you to text in during his show. And then the same with Todd Alba from 2 to 4, who is going to broadcast from Pat Kreitlow's backyard.
What could go wrong?
And then Maggie Dawn today from 4 to 6 p.m. But right now, the word you want to text in is BASE, B-A-S-E. Good luck. And you have until 11 o'clock to text that in. We got entry. I love watching the entries come in. Christy from Eau Claire and Jeff from Racine and TJ in Green Bay and Kim in Milwaukee and Dennis in Milwaukee. Keep it up and good luck. The word this hour, a word that during the show today is BASE, B-A-S-E. Good luck. We're going to spend a little time talking about the big grifting dinner last night. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean this personal, private dinner that Donald Trump hosted with people who bought his meme coin. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all. Because as Donald Trump's press secretary said, he did this on his private time.
Yeah.
He did this on his private time.
Don't worry about it.
No, nothing. Please, just let it go. Jimmy Kimmel has a pretty good compilation of last night's dinner. Calvin, can we play that clip from Jimmy Kimmel, please?
Tonight was Trump's big crypto dinner. He hosted the top 220 investors in his meme coin at his golf club in Virginia.
Which has no value.
Gave Trump's business a combined $394 million for this dinner in one night. Seats went from $55,000 to $37 million a pop. And no plus ones. That's just by yourself. The idea that our president had what was basically an auction, not for charity. He doesn't do that.
No.
Never.
An auction where the winner gets dinner with him is insane. Reports say most of these people paid with foreign currency, so they're probably not even from this country. And as of now, we have no idea of who they are.
On the president's dinner tonight, will the White House commit to making a list of the attendees public so people can see who's paying for that kind of access to the president?
Well, as you know, Gareth, this question has been raised with the president. I have also addressed the dinner tonight. The president is attending it in his personal time. It is not a White House dinner. It's not taking place here at the White House. But certainly I can raise that question and try to get you an answer. Yeah. The president is abiding by all conflict of interest laws that are applicable to the president. And I think everybody, the American public, believe it's absurd for anyone to insinuate that this president is profiting off of the presidency.
She's funny, too. She's funny also. Because as far as I know, he's the only president I've ever heard of who sells his own Bible and watch.
Yeah, the guy sells Trump Bibles, people. But it's not a grift.
No, nothing to see here.
Nothing. It's all perfectly fine.
Almost $400 million in foreign money.
And do you know who is among the top buyers of this grift coin? Justin Sun, a Chinese billionaire.
Shocking.
I thought we didn't like the Chinese, or we didn't want to do business with the Chinese because you can't trust them.
That's what I'm like. That's kind of like the whole thing I said earlier about Ron John. It comes out one side of their mouth and comes out the other side. Like, we don't like China. We want to tariff the living heck out of China. We want to beat them up with tariffs.
Right.
But we love Xi Jinping and he will take their money.
Justin Sun, this Chinese crypto billionaire, made a big splash on Thursday, reveled in his status as one of the biggest holders of President Donald Trump's cryptocurrency, which, again, essentially has no value.
Yeah.
It's not even something you can hold in your hand.
No. And also, I don't know who like, there are businesses who take Bitcoin. You can pay with Bitcoin.
Right.
But just because you have crypto doesn't mean you can pay with any crypto you have. You have to be able to. Basically, if you can spend it, fine. You have, quote unquote, money, but it's ones and zeros, and those ones and zeros fluctuate in value. And if
massively.
Someone says, no, I don't take Trump coin, that's an irrelevant thing to me, then you essentially don't have a valuable item in your hand or in your computer.
Mr. Sun also claims to have been awarded a Trump Golden Tourbillon watch. Retail price $100,000.
Yeah, watch a video on those things and see how shoddy and terrible these are.
No, they're the highest of quality. It's the highest of quality, Greg. Yeah. A big night for Mr. Sun, who holds more than $20 million in the Trump meme coin, which he says makes him the top holder of said coin. He also invested another $75 million in another Trump family crypto project, World Liberty Financial. Again, Justin Sun, a Chinese crypto billionaire, was at last night's dinner where, by the way, he had the presidential seal.
Yeah.
But it was a private dinner.
It's a private dinner.
Nothing to do with his role as president, but the presidential seal was on a podium.
Jane, Americans think this is absurd what you're talking about right now. She
Am I just
so.
Being silly?
I like how she said this has been handled, Gareth. Oh, like she was so like,
excuse me,
it was
Gareth.
Like, oh.
We have news coming up next. When we return, we talked a little bit yesterday about some of the extra things they snuck into that bill in the House. You thought tanning beds was not good. Just wait. We have all the details on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 53-year-old Rodney D. Franklin of Oshkosh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of 73-year-old Keith Rice Camp on November 24th of last year. Rice Camp's body was found dead behind a residence on East Doty Street in Neenah. Charges were filed in Winnebago County Court Thursday, and a $500,000 cash bond was set for Franklin. He'll make his next court appearance on June 9th for a preliminary hearing. If you want to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to plan ahead. According to a press release, holiday weekends over the summer can be some of the busiest times at state parks throughout the year. Residents visiting the parks may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. If you need to get across the Mississippi River from Wisconsin, you might want to know that one of the crossings is closed for emergency bridge repairs. Here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien.
The Iowa DOT will inspect the bridge, and they said they'll have an update at the end of this week. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 today. Tonight will drop to around 40. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high around 60. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time from beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Peter Rapine from EFOM's World talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Ewing. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Speaking of the live stream, we have our text to win statewide contest is going on right now.
Correct.
You cannot enter by putting the word on the live stream.
Nope.
You have to use the app.
You can't send it to us via traditional text. You can't send it via the
email.
Email, nothing. Can't call it in. It's got to be through the Civic Media app. So download that app. And as I think it was Matt Rothschild has said, he got the app to listen to our show.
Oh.
If Matt Rothschild can do it.
It's super easy.
It's super easy. So get it on your phone. Text us the word. The word is base, B-A-S-E. Spelling does count in this matter.
It does.
And good luck to you.
We got a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets up for grabs. Club-level seats for Tuesday, May 27th, as the crew host Boston. So you have until 11 o'clock to text in the word base, B-A-S-E. Base is the word. Up until 11, Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Another one with Todd from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. But right now, the word you want to text in via the Civic Media app only is BASE, B-A-S-E. Getting the running for this contest, just like Carmella, our friend in Milwaukee.
Carmella.
Luann in Wanderoos, Mike in Oshkosh, John in Oshkosh, Peter, New London, Tom from West Dallas. Keep them coming. The word is BASE, B-A-S-E.
I love that there's a place in Wisconsin called Wanderoos.
I know. That's how I feel about butternut.
Butternut. Yeah. It's just
a nice thing.
You bet. There's a place called You Bet in Wisconsin. Oh, you bet.
Oh, you bet.
I'm from You Bet.
Text in the word base, B-A-S-E. You have until 11 o'clock using the Civic Media app. Wanted to start off a little bit talking about that bill that the House passed. Mm-hmm. And we spent a little time talking about that yesterday. In particular, they kind of snuck some things in there that weren't getting a lot of attention. And I think it's worth pointing out, when we look back at the four meetings that Wisconsin's Joint Finance Committee held around the state, and the top three things that residents were concerned about in Wisconsin were health care,
yes,
education, and child care. Are any of these things covered in these measures passed by the House?
No.
No, of course not. Of course, all of Wisconsin's Republicans voted in favor of this.
Of course they did.
And what did they include in this big, beautiful bill but a break for tanning beds? We mentioned that yesterday. Calvin, I believe we have a clip that we can use. Let's play that clip, please, about this great tax breaks for tanning beds.
So that the American public knows what this bill does, one of the little things that it does, would you please read page 901, line 20.
I think it'd be better if you read it.
I don't want to read it.
Oh, he doesn't want to read it. I'll read it.
I know the legislation, but ranking member Moore, ranking member Moore here, so you can read it.
It was a question. Just love talking over people. So I'll ask ranking member Moore to read the text. This is in their bill. They don't want to read a line from their own bill. Ranking member.
I don't want to read the bill for you.
Oh.
I'll help you out. I am testifying about this legislation. I'm not going to read the bill to you.
Are you embarrassed?
Okay, I am. Miss, this is amazing.
Miss Lager Fernandez, shall I pass this back or shall I read it?
This is Wisconsin's Gwen Warren.
Section 111106, repeal of excise tax on indoor tanning services.
So they're going to repeal, they're repealing an excise tax on tanning beds. Okay, so if you have a tanning bed, you get a little bit of a tax break. And if you need a hospital bed in rural America, I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
It's priorities, Greg.
Yeah.
It's making sure we have our priorities straight. There's a big tanning bed lobby based in Mar-a-Lago, I'm sure. They need a break on these tanning beds. Come on.
I said it yesterday, and I'm going to mention it again. There is a slight, there's a millisecond of a moment in that clip towards the end where you hear a distant voice go, Oh God. I think I'm going to clip that, increase the volume, and make it a hot button. So every time we have to listen to this sort of junk, you're going to be like, oh God. Because is this important?
No. And again, if we take a look at the four meetings that the Joint Finance Committee held across Wisconsin, tanning beds, I don't think that ever came up.
No.
Shockingly.
No. Also, you're mispronouncing what those were. Those were called dog and pony shows.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, because nothing that was said to those individuals on the JFC was listened to or enacted or even considered.
No.
It was nothing. And people waited a long time. Cassandra
waited for 9 hours.
9 hours. And at the end of the day said she wasn't going to say what she said because everyone had already made their statements that agreed with what she was talking about. And she knew that nothing was going to happen. And like, these are big issue items, childcare, education, healthcare. And I'm sure people also want to talk about marijuana legalization, want to talk about gun safety. They wanted to talk about protecting our environment here in Wisconsin, conservation measures, or maybe just bring up the fact that, I'm sorry, I'm getting off track here. I'm getting very, very upset that I'm supposed to believe that this big, beautiful bill or the Joint Finance Committee in Madison gives a tinker's cuss about any of us who are trying to earn a real living and live that American dream that we were told should be attainable.
Well, you know what other, you mentioned gun safety.
Yeah.
They did slip something else into this big, beautiful bill.
Jane, was it a measure on red flag laws or universal background checks? Something that, by the way, most gun owners and Americans agree on?
No.
Oh, darn.
No, Republicans passed a tax break for gun silencers.
I thought those were either illegal or just John Wick movies.
Well, now you got a tax break for gun silencers because, again, so many of us went before the Joint Finance Committee here in Wisconsin telling them, I need this. In a speech at 4 a.m. on Thursday, the Republicans were pushing through their big, beautiful bill. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia taking credit for this provision, which eliminates a $200 excise tax on gun silencers. By the way, Representative Clyde owns a gun shop. Isn't that nice?
But
isn't that nice?
He doesn't. Why should then just do to your customers what other countries are doing to us and charge your customers to? Because here's the thing: is if Representative Clyde takes that $200 excise, that it's a tax stamp per device. I'm looking at it right now. Silencers are legal in 42 states. That $200 tax most likely is passed on to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a question for Representative Clyde. If that goes through and the excise tax is eliminated, is he going to lower the price of that process by $200? Probably not.
I would say not.
He's going to find another reason to charge them, whether it's convenience, whether it's professional setup, whatever, and he'll still keep that money. He didn't have to pay in the first place because I'm sure his customers paid it. God, this is infuriating.
Mr. Clyde, again, who put forth this tax break for gun silencers, owns a gun shop called Clyde Armory in Athens, Georgia. The store lists silencers for sale on its website. It was previously put under an enhanced federal monitoring program because it found that more than 25 guns sold there had been used in crimes within 3 years of their purchase. Whoops.
Oh, wow. Well, thank God they can still at least track them for now.
Speaking of gun safety, this is another thing from last week that we did not have an opportunity to talk about. This is from NBC News. Trump administration permits sale of device that allows standard firearms to fire like machine guns. Justice Department last week announced a settlement in a lawsuit brought by the National Association for Gun Rights. The lawsuit challenged a rule banning forced reset triggers. This is a device that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire rapid bursts of bullets. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Department of Justice believes the Second Amendment is not a second-class right.
Oh, God. Shut up.
We're glad to end a needless cycle of litigation with a settlement that will enhance public safety. I know I would feel much safer if there were more weapons that could fire bullets more rapidly.
Because, Jane, my Second Amendment right is totally being hampered when my gun only goes pop, pop, pop. It's got to go pop, 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 pop. And then I feel freedom of freedom. That's how I feel.
Vanessa Gonzalez is a spokeswoman for Gabby Giffords.
Yeah.
Who was shot in the head, by the way. And the gun prevention group led by her, she says the Trump administration has just effectively legalized machine guns. Lives will be lost because of this action. This is an incredibly dangerous move that will enable shooters to inflict horrific damage. The only people benefiting from these being on the market are the people who will make money from selling them. Everyone else will suffer the consequences. I know I feel much safer.
The Second Amendment isn't a second class. Since when has this country ever, in at least the past 50 years, when has the Second Amendment ever been downtrodden? When has it ever been in jeopardy?
But the NRA has been really, really good. People accuse us of fear-mongering, which kills me. The NRA has been fear-mongering for 50 years.
Yeah, they have been.
They're coming for your guns.
And
it's never happened.
And I don't even know. I personally don't know in my life a person who says get rid of all guns. To me, get rid of all guns is as ridiculous as a statement to say as make iPhones in the United States of America. The sheer breadth and weight of responsibility on government, local, state, and federal to enact programs to delete guns. Let's not do that. Plus, also, I do believe in personal safety as far as you want to defend your home yourself or you want to hunt. I totally get it. It's not my bag, baby, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you no. But this constant badgering of like the Second Amendment is on the line. No, it has never been. It never will be. Because even when kids die, they still don't care.
Even better, talking about this forced reset trigger device, they will not be considered firearms. Therefore, they can be purchased anonymously without a background or an age check.
Because it's not a gun or a weapon itself. It's a device. It's a device. So
right.
Yeah. Of course not, Jane.
It's all good.
Why do we want to track these things?
There have been several lawsuits over the forced reset trigger ban. Lower court judges had issued rulings that came down on both sides of it. Now the Trump administration abandoning the effort to restrict them. A former senior ATF official criticizing the move, predicting the courts would have upheld a ban on reset trigger devices. These things are not like bump stocks. And it's called a dangerous backroom deal.
Oh, yeah. This whole thing is. We're going to be in a world of hurt. And I'm wondering, and I said this to you before we went on the show today. And I said, I wonder how many people are going to, who are the loyal, what is going to break the camel's back for them? And I know it's going to be what affects them directly, of course.
Of course.
Even though we've seen people directly affected by certain policies of this administration who still say, well, I still support him because they're just doing what they need to do. But myvote.wi.gov.
Make a call. Drop a line.
Be respectful.
Be respectful. Absolutely. When we return, Penny for your thoughts. That's all on
not
the way.
For long.
Text in the word base, by the way, BASE via the Civic Media app. It is our statewide text to win contest for a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you hear the news? There's a new business opening in the Broadway District. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Friday, May 30th at 10 a.m., you can join in the celebration of welcoming Crepe Bistro and Cafe to the Broadway District in downtown Green Bay. Coffee will be provided, and they encourage you to stay and have an early lunch after the ceremony. Don't forget to mark it in your calendar. Check out more details. Head to wgbw.fm. Click events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I would love to shower at a truck stop. Love to eat at a truck stop. Watch TV at a truck stop. I'm fine with that part.
I think there's not good stuff that happens at truck stops. I don't know, John.
I would be on my best behavior.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. You write me.
Write you a postcard.
Do you have a stamp?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvi Tini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Kyle from the Madison Mallards is going to be joining us talking about minor league baseball. And we had a great comment from Greg, who says the Green Bay Rockers, the 2023 Northwoods League champions.
Nice.
Yeah. Well done.
Nice.
That's pretty great. So, yes, we're going to talk about the Madison Mallards. Tyler Moss will be here after the 10:30 news in our audio sorbet segment. And we're going to talk about all the things going on this weekend if you're looking for something to do.
There they are. The hops.
On our long holiday weekend.
Yeah.
This is something I'm really curious what folks think about this. 855-752-4842. Are you a Penny fan? Do we care about the penny? Penny, for your thoughts.
I really don't care. I mean,
U.S. Treasury unveils its plan to end penny production. This is something that's been talked about for a long time.
Like a long, long,
a long time.
It's the fact that the penny doesn't have a buying power anymore.
It costs more to produce pennies than it's actually worth.
It's not really made of copper either, James. I
mean, not for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, we're at the point where people just throw pennies away. which is very weird because banks still take them. You can put them in those Coinstar machines and get some money back, like Jane does.
I do.
I have a tin, a Heineken tin. That's not an advertisement that I was given for my 21st birthday. So long ago that I just poked a hole in the top.
Only pennies?
No. All coins. But yeah. And people will actually send pennies back to the treasury. I don't know why, but they will. I mean, we don't. I'll ask this question. Why do you think we need the penny if you believe in the penny so much? That's what I want to know.
855-752-4842. Calvin, what do you think about the penny?
Well, I mean, I personally don't like the penny. Like, I don't like having it, like, on me or receiving it. But that being said, are things just always going to be rounded up to the nearest nickel then? Like, that seems kind of dumb.
Well, and it's either, yeah, they're either going to round up or round down. And rounding down seems, call me crazy, unlikely.
Well, because if they round up, it's going to be a matter of like 1 to 4 cents. And no one really cares. And they're not going to round down because they'll lose money.
Exactly.
But also, is there any other country in the world, developed country, that has a single penny piece of currency? I mean, you go over to just England, they don't have...
They have pence.
They do? Oh, still? Yeah. I thought they did the same thing. They just went to the their version of a nickel, if you will.
I'll have to double check that.
My husband is
listening. He'll correct me. 855-752-4842. Shishu on the live stream says, I'm a big fan of the penny. It's really important to fundraisers. Also, how are cash transactions going to be handled with items not at a nickel cost? Well, again, Shizu, I think that's where they're going to round it up.
Yeah, it's looks like they still do. I for some reason thought that they just, it was like a 5, 10, 12.
No, you still get pence. But I saw something also that said only 1 in 5 of us now actually use cash in transactions.
I definitely don't anymore because I used to when I worked. I worked at two jobs that had cash tips. I reported them, and I would have cash. And it actually was kind of nice always having like 50, 60 bucks on you just in case because you go to the odd places like cash only. You're like,
right.
Ooh, weird. But yeah, I do not carry cash on me at all.
855-752-4842. Will you miss the penny or not so much? Tom from West Dallas. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. What do you think about this?
Good morning. I just think back to the movie Office Space, where that was their plan, that they were going to just take the few cents that the company would never miss. And then like a day later, they like had a few $1 million because of those little cents adding up
right.
that quickly. So, you know, I think about that. And as far as I love using cash, but mainly it's just because the government could track everything you do when you use a card. And they can't do it if you play in cash.
It's true.
I mean, while I agree with that, I think there's other ways for them to track you. Like,
but as far as spending money, though, Tom's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Richard from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us. What do you think about the penny?
Well, during the campaign for president, I was promoting a 35-cent coin with Obama on one side and other presidential candidate on the other side. Vice presidential candidate, because they were the first of their kind to be elected. I was going for a 35 cents because that would save on pennies, because everything's 99 cents.
Well, shouldn't it be a 33-cent coin then?
Well, or make a 4-cent coin. You know, somehow the mint's got to change what they're doing and then save copper.
Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate you checking in on this.
I think currently 2% of every penny is made of copper. It's the outside, and the inside is all mostly silver. But yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, I want to, like, this thing is, I want to care about this, and I know there are people out there who are going to be like, we need the penny, Greg. You don't understand. But I'm one of those 4 in 5 that doesn't use cash.
See, and I do use cash occasionally.
Yeah.
But I am not yet to the point where I dig in my purse so I can pay exact change.
Thank you for everyone who stands behind you in line. Or
that's going to ruin my goal of being that lady.
Your total is $4.95. Do you take a check?
I want to be here so bad.
You will be someday.
I'm probably close. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has been unable to reach trade deals with the European Union, so now he's threatening a 50% tariff on all products imported from the EU. Also, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House,
the president just now threatening a 25% tariff on Apple. This is a move to try and encourage and spur the company to produce and manufacture all of its iPhones here in the U.S.
The market's all falling on the latest trade announcements from the White House. The Dow's down 300 points. Harvard University filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration challenging the latest decision not to allow the school to admit any international students. Last night, the president held a private event for those who invested heavily in his cryptocurrency meme coin. Guests were expected to buy more of the coin to gain access to the president's black tie gala. Investigators in San Diego are still looking for clues in the debris field of the plane crash in San Diego. Six people were on board that plane. Two who died have been